I'm Marco Werman with The World. We've been talking this week about the first anniversary of the Charlie Hebdo attack in Paris. 11 people were killed when gunmen stormed the offices of the satirical magazine last January 7th. But another man, not with a magazine, also lost his life that day. 41-year-old Ahmed Merabe, a local police officer. He ran towards the attackers in their getaway car. They got out, shot him in the leg, and then point blank in the head. You may remember that cell phone video of the scene. Our friend Adeline Sear went back to the street where Merabe died a year ago, and she sent us this report.
On Boulevard Richard Lenoir, a group of men delicately left a flower arrangement off the sidewalk. President François Hollande and the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, placed it there earlier this week. This is where policeman Ahmed Merabe was killed. The men tie the flowers to the fence just beneath a plaque that reads, "To the memory of Ahmed Merabe, murdered here on January 7, 2015, a victim of terrorism while on duty." The men say they want to protect the flowers out of respect for the memory of their friend Ahmed. He worked in the neighborhood for 8 years, and everyone knew him, including Jamel Adan. He works at a family-run bar across the street from where Merabe was killed. Adan says he won't forget January 7, 2015 anytime soon.
On a entendu les coups de feu, on voit le policier s'écrouler, les assaillants prennent leur véhicule et puis démarrent en trombe.
We heard the shots and saw the policemen on the ground, and the assailants speed away in their car. I ran across the street. The policeman was on his side, face down. When I turned him over, I recognized Ahmed. He had a wound in his leg.
Adan talked to Merabe and held his hand as he lay on the sidewalk. He says the officer seemed relieved to see a familiar face. Adan managed to make a tourniquet with the policeman's belt, and he kept talking to him as they waited for an ambulance to arrive.
Franchement, le temps il était long pour moi parce que voilà, j'étais tout seul auprès de.
Frankly, it took a long time. I was alone with him until his colleagues arrived, and we waited for the first responders. I don't know why it took so long, but it seemed like an eternity.
Adan has tears in his eyes as he remembers the scene. When the ambulance finally took Merabe away, Adan wasn't sure if he was alive or dead.
Maintenant, avec le recul, je me rends compte que c'était très important de lui avoir tenu la main, de l'avoir accompagné.
Now, looking back, I realize it was very important to hold his hand and accompany him on his path.
And it was important for Merabe's family to know he didn't die alone.
Je leur ai dit qu'en fait, finalement, il y avait des gens que.
I told them that there were people around, that his colleagues gathered around him. We talked to him and tried to keep him alive. And that was very important to his family. They were relieved to hear it.
Adan says because the video of Merabe's murder was seen all over the world, he's proud that he could soothe some of the family's pain. They invited him to the funeral. People in this neighborhood of the 11th arrondissement were all affected by the November 13 attacks in Paris, including Adan, who lost friends at a bar. So this January anniversary is stirring painful emotions. They were pleased that Merabe received a commemorative plaque, but what makes them even happier is the brightly colored portrait painted on an electrical utility box. It's signed by a well-known graffiti artist, Christian Guémy, known as C215 or C215.
Et il a donné un visage sur ce boulevard-là. On voit le regard d'Ahmed sur le portrait. On voit qu'il y a de la couleur. On voit les traits de son visage.
He put a face on this boulevard. We see Ahmed's face. We see the look in his eyes, the lines in his face. It's a lot more cheerful than a plaque that belongs in a mortuary. We want Ahmed to stay alive, and this is a very good attempt at that.
And Adan says he can see Ahmed's face from his bar right across the street. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Paris.